Yeah, first of all, Chigadore Social Education Association, I really liked working with Bill, he's brilliant. Having been one of the people that started, you know, the discussion before we got to arrive at this place is absolutely amazing. Secondly, it's a question of the Labour Party, that's what we really want to tackle now, isn't it? Polly Twiney, in her book about Cameron's coup, said that Michael Gove didn't just attack the education system, he hollowed out the constitution. Because local government now has no authority in the way that it should have, because it doesn't actually have any authority over education. And this is a major attack. I was in a meeting last night, Labour member, and he was responsible for education, was saying that he had no choice but to open a free school. So I asked him a question about this, and he was saying his hands were tied, it had to be those school places and so on. And I said, but you're a Labour member, you're opposed to free schools. And then I asked him about his responsibilities as councillor. And those very ordinary parents in the room said that doesn't the local council run education?
Yeah.
And they said that we thought it did and we wanted to and we elected a Labour council. And from him asking him that question, the whole meeting turned on him saying that, you know, we elected a Labour council, we thought the council did run schools, what are you talking about? And we were really shocked.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people out there, nearly all parents, who want rather than always going to take back control of schools. And the Labour Party have got a big job to do because it's letting people down at the moment.
Well, I mean,